You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
We're back. We are joined, I couldn't be more pleased to say, by Philip Haney, one of the men I've come to admire most for both his service to our country, many years in the Department of Homeland Security as one of the Customs and Border Security officers. He is also the author of, co-author, I should say, with Art Moore, of a terrific best-selling book, See Something, Say Nothing. A Homeland Security Officer Exposes the Government's Submission to Jihad. He is a man who has been active since he left government service, trying to arouse our country to the threats we're facing from Sharia supremacism. He's an extraordinary expert on these subjects and a good friend, and I'm delighted to have him back with us. Phil Haney, welcome back.
Thank you very much. Glad to be there.
You are joining us from Israel, I'm pleased to say. I wanted to ask you to talk, Phil, perhaps from the perspective of looking at America from overseas, at what's playing out at the moment here involving the next secretary of the department in which you served as original plank holder, as a matter of fact, from the founding of it, the Department of Homeland Security. Politico is reporting that the leading candidate to fill that job is one Michael McCaul, a representative from Texas in the U.S. House of Representatives, who currently serves as the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee. Phil, you had some difficulties with the Department of Homeland Security, and at one point I know sought his help. And I wonder if you could quickly tell us a little bit about your difficulties and also the help that you sought. Secretary of Homeland Security. Phil, over to you.
We all remember the Boston Marathon bombing, which happened in April of 2013. Well, that Thursday, the bombing was on Sunday, the House Committee on Homeland Security held a hearing on the Boston Marathon bombing and had Janet Napolitano, Secretary of Homeland Security, come and testify before the committee on the particular individual that had been taken into custody, taken to the hospital, and interviewed by the FBI. His name was Al Hardy. He was a Saudi student. Well, when Secretary Napolitano came in and testified before the committee, Vice Chairman Jeff Duncan asked her specifically, was there a Saudi individual involved in any way with Boston Marathon bombing? And she specifically said there was no person of interest, no subject of interest, and no one who was scheduled to be deported on, you know, from America. And it was all false because I had already submitted the information to the House committee that there was indeed a person from Saudi Arabia who was a subject of interest. So what happened was that information was leaked. Eventually, the Department of Justice got involved. They convened the grand jury, and they tried to find probable cause to indict me and put me in jail on criminal charges for leaking the information that came out of the House committee. And Mike McCaul, even though he knew that I was being investigated and had asked for the information to prove that Janet Napolitano was not telling the truth, allowed me to be investigated and didn't intervene.
In fact, as I understand it, he actually kind of sicked the Inspector General of the Department of Homeland Security on you as well. Is that right?
Well, the Inspector General of the Department of Homeland Security was involved. Internal Affairs of Customs and Border Protection was involved. The Department of Justice was also involved. And Mike McCaul was the chairman of the committee. I had gone to him initially to ask him to help in talking about the fact that the government was deleting information from the system relating to the Muslim Brotherhood and another large group called Tablighi-Jamaat.
Would you just be able to characterize, because we're going to run out of time before we run out of causes for complaints about Michael McCaul, but just to summarize, Phil Haney, was he demonstrating in this particular instance, based on your own firsthand experience, the kind of leadership, to say nothing of clarity, about the nature of the enemy we're facing and the degree to which, among other things, our government had been suborned, penetrated, or otherwise rendered less effective in dealing with Sharia supremacism in general, and specifically the Muslim Brotherhood in the United States?
He has been closely affiliated with CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations, which we all know is a front group for the Muslim Brotherhood.
For Hamas, for God's sake.
Yes. I had a picture taken with Mustafa Carroll, who is president of CARE in Texas, and wrote that a moderate Muslim is our most effective weapon, right on the picture of he and Mustafa Carroll together.
Suggesting that CARE is moderate, of course.
Yes, CARE. It was proven in federal court. This actually goes back for 10 years. We're dealing with organizations that were proven irrefutably by the federal government 10 years ago to be linked to Hamas. Why on earth would the chairman of the House Committee on Homeland Security get within 100 yards of anybody that's closely affiliated with a known Hamas supporter?
Let alone essentially endorse them in this manner. This speaks to a question that you have written about extensively, you've spoken across the country about, it's featured in your book, See Something, Say Nothing, namely what's been described as willful blindness. Can we afford, as a practical matter, Phil Haney, based on your deep knowledge of these issues and your experience in the Department of Homeland Security, another secretary of that department, like Janet Napolitano, and others, for that matter, who have been willfully blind to this threat, this present danger of Sharia supremacism, not just elsewhere, not just of the violent kind, but here and of the stealthy civilization jihadist kind that the Muslim Brotherhood practices?
Well, none of us would take that level of risk with our own family or our own business. If, for the sake of discussion, I'm only 20% right or 50% right in what I'm saying, would that be an acceptable risk, that we can take the chance that, oh, Mr. Haney's only 20% right? No, of course not. We can't even afford to be 1% wrong. We have to be correct on this. And what Chairman McCall has demonstrated to me, when he told me face-to-face, and I mean literally face-to-face in his office, he would protect me and he would protect the information, and then turned around and did exactly the opposite, did not protect me and did not protect the information.
And that information, of course, was, as you say, Phil Haney, information about enemies operating in this country that you had developed in the course of your official duties and were being punished for having brought to bear, and this information was being destroyed by your agency. I mean, all of this is such a scandal. Where was Michael McCall?
He was right in the middle of it. He knew from the, literally, again, the face-to-face conversation I had with him with my computer in his office in just after the Boston Marathon bombings and before. I actually met with him several times. He knew exactly what the situation was with groups like CARE and Islamic Society of North America and North American Islamic Trust, the very ones that were named in the Holy Land Foundation trials, co-conspirators in the largest counterterrorism trial in American history. He knew.
So he knows about it, but he's doing nothing to correct it, either as the chairman of this oversight committee, and God help us should he become the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Phil, we have to leave it at that, but I know there will be more of this conversation if this nomination actually emerges. I pray it will not, and if it does, that you will be one of the witnesses against the McCall nomination in the United States Senate. Thank you for your service to our country, Phil, and for joining us from Israel today. It's great to talk with you as always. Keep up the good work, my friend. Congressman Chris Stort, member of the House Intelligence Committee, joins us right after this. Thank you.